Moving to scientific developments, we're witnessing remarkable advances across multiple fields that are expanding our understanding of both the cosmos and cellular biology. The James Webb Space Telescope has captured images of a galaxy literally blowing away its own star-forming fuel, which provides crucial insights into how galaxies regulate their own growth and evolution.
This JWST observation is particularly significant because it shows active galactic feedback mechanisms in action. Galaxies need gas and dust to form new stars, but they can also generate powerful winds that blow this material away. Understanding this self-regulation process helps explain why some galaxies stop forming stars and become quenched, which is fundamental to galaxy evolution models.
Simultaneously, a new study has reaffirmed that the universe's expansion is accelerating, confirming one of the most mysterious aspects of modern cosmology. This acceleration is attributed to dark energy, which comprises roughly 68% of the universe, but remains completely unknown in terms of its fundamental nature.
The accelerating expansion confirmation is crucial because it validates our current cosmological model while highlighting how much we still don't understand. Dark energy appears to be getting stronger over time, which means the universe's expansion will continue accelerating indefinitely. This has profound implications for the ultimate fate of the cosmos. We're headed toward a future where galaxies become increasingly isolated as space itself expands between them.
On the cellular level, researchers have made a groundbreaking discovery about mitochondria, the powerhouses of our cells. A new study published in Nature reveals that mitochondria don't just passively diffuse energy to the cell nucleus. Instead, they plug directly into it through what researchers describe as a private power line.
This mitochondrial discovery fundamentally changes our understanding of cellular energy distribution. Previously, scientists thought ATP and other energy molecules simply diffused randomly through the cell until they reached where they were needed. But this research shows mitochondria form direct, structured connections to the nucleus, ensuring efficient energy delivery to the cell's command center.
Even more remarkably, another Nature study published Wednesday suggests that giant viruses played a crucial role in building the first complex cells. This research reframes the origin of eukaryotic cells, which include all plant, animal, and fungal cells, as a millions of years long collaboration among multiple microbes and viruses, rather than a simple evolutionary transition.
The viral collaboration theory is revolutionary because it suggests that some of our most fundamental cellular machinery may have viral origins. Giant viruses are unusual because they're much larger than typical viruses and carry genes that are normally found in cellular organisms. If these viruses contributed essential components to early complex cells, it means viral infection wasn't just destructive, but was actually a driving force in evolution.
In medical applications, we're seeing the first person treated with cell-rejuvenating gene therapy for glaucoma. This represents a potential breakthrough because glaucoma is typically treated by managing symptoms rather than reversing the underlying cellular damage that causes vision loss.
Gene therapy for glaucoma targets the retinal ganglion cells that die in this disease. The therapy uses engineered viruses to deliver genes that can potentially reverse cellular aging and restore function to damaged retinal tissue. If successful, this approach could not only treat glaucoma, but also provide insights into cellular rejuvenation therapies for other age-related diseases.
Climate science continues to document concerning trends. Global warming reached 1.37 degrees Celsius in 2025 and is on track to pass the crucial 1.5 degree threshold by 2030. This timeline is faster than many previous projections and brings us closer to the temperature targets that climate scientists consider dangerous tipping points.
The 1.5 degree threshold isn't arbitrary. It represents the point where climate scientists expect to see irreversible changes in major Earth systems like ice sheet stability, ocean circulation patterns, and ecosystem disruption. Reaching this threshold by 2030 means we have less than 4 years to implement massive changes in energy systems, transportation, and industrial processes.